what was going on.
Let's speak to the TUV leader, Jim Allister.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's quite clear that in any health setup, there is someone at the end of the day who is in charge, and that someone is the minister. And I am surprised at the degree of attempt there has been to distance from the decisions of the trust, to hide behind the trust, and to, in fact, disown the trust when it is the minister who, on the 19th of March, stood up in the Assembly and said that he was moving to the closure of nursing of residential homes over the next period.
Yeah, that over the next period of 5 years, Jim, and at least 50%.
Yes, that is his policy. So closure is his policy. I do not believe that trust then, without coordination through the social care trust, simply willy-nilly move to the implementation of a policy. And I think it's rather telling that I think it was maybe as much as 10 days ago that the Northern Trust made this decision, and yet it's only now that the minister has got exercised about it. Why is that, if this was a decision which was so out of kilter with what he wanted? Why is it that it's only now that he's backtracking on these issues? I think it's quite clear that public opinion has turned the tide on this matter, and I pay tribute to the Nolan Show in that regard. I think it's public opinion that's driving the minister to his present position. But at the end of the day, he's the man in charge, and that's where the buck stops.
So what do you think should now happen?
I think the minister forthwith should withdraw the what are passing as consultation exercises. They're not consultation exercises. They're preordained. And that's the follow-through of a policy which has been to run down these homes for several years. We have had some of them where they've been refusing new applicants because they want to run them down. There's one in Carrickfergus with a whole floor empty, deliberately so as it can be run down. And then we're told there's a consultation exercise to see whether or not we should keep them when the preordained policy is to close them. So I think if the minister wants to be taken seriously, the first thing he should do today is withdraw what is passing as consultations, and let's get back to a realistic assessment of whether of where we go with these.
So all of these calls that there are this morning for the minister to resign, leave him in post, let him get on with the job, and let him try to fix it.
Well, that maybe happily ignores that we've got to this point under the minister's guidance.
So do you think he should resign?
Well, I think that when something goes as badly wrong as this, there has to be seen to be political accountability. And not because I particularly think that putting in a new minister will make a radical difference, but because I think a system requires political accountability, I think, yes, he should resign. Minister Poots, and I've had experience of this on some things, can be quite compassionate. He can be quite effective in terms of individual constituency issues, and I don't deny that. But at the end of the day, he is the minister. It's the minister's policy which has delivered this shambles. And if there's political accountability in our system, and of course there's very little of it, we don't even have proper opposition, etc., but we need to have some semblance of it, and I think that does require resignation. I don't think it's enough to have connected scapegoating of others. I think we do need to see where the buck stops here.
Jim